Dear Hannah, wherever you might be these times, I hope I find you well. The last time I saw you, I was probably still a boy with another name. And you were still alive. By the time, one small detail struck me. I very clearly remember the pink shade of your dressing gown. It was a sweet pink that looked a bit like pork flesh. This sweet pink made me sick. And still today, I hate this color with all my heart. I remember you sitting in your house, wrapped in this ludicrous duffel. This new skin that you had that merely sounded like a failed magic trick. Because I could see, Hannah, even though I was a child, I could see the true body you were hiding. A naked, dysfunctioning, spoiled, blown away, ruined monument. You know you were a monument, Hannah. And I mean quite a strong one, actually. Anyway, you would never have lived that long if you weren't. But there you were, knowing perfectly what soon would happen to you. A certain death. Like anyone, you might say, I admit it. But what kind of death, exactly? Death by paralysis. That was your fate. Personally, I'd rather say death by lack of movement. And you would prefer, I suppose, death by stillness. Oh, stillness. The ineffable stillness you were keeping close under your dressing gown, like a treasure. I remember all your children running everywhere in the house, spinning around you like bats. I remember they seemed happy, more than I was. And you seemed happy too. As to us, we were so ashamed, Hannah, to what you deprived of your own life, reduced to the smiling shadow of a woman, to a breeding female, to a pathetic pocket meant to be filled. 21. There were 21 of them. When did you lastly count, Hannah? When did you renounce to yourself, to your own life? When did you decide to give everything until the last piece of you? You never did, right? Things just happened, and you embraced them, welcoming, with your smile, knowing the consequences. A shocking scene for me. I remember I wanted to destroy everything there. Do you realize, Hannah, that for nearly 2 decades, your body wasn't just yours, but shared, inhabited? You were a home for your children for 2 decades. Your home was always dirty, neglected, and I feel ashamed for this nowadays, but by the time, as the posh little boy I was, this used to make me feel very uncomfortable. Maybe because I understood that it wasn't just about your house. It wasn't about dirt or dust. It wasn't about a cup of tea that wasn't clean and that I wouldn't drink. It was about the right you gave yourself to dignity. I remember seeing my mother, your sister Peggy, horrified by your bad shape, terrified by seeing you pregnant again each time we would come. When I feel angry about this, it happens quite often, I must say, I could easily tell you that you betrayed yourself. And in a way, I would be right. But actually, I know that they all betrayed you before that. First, your husband, my uncle, betrayed you by being incapable to be conscious of that situation he was putting you into. The foolish man. He probably loved you till the end. And I always wondered, how could a loving man be so tired that he couldn't even notice? How strong must be the faith in a system to handle the sight of your perishing love? But even before him, the church betrayed you by telling you lies about love, about life, sex, duty, and family. Do you know, Hannah, what they said to you years after years? Any life sacred but yours. That's what they meant, deep in their speech. But even before church, the government betrayed you by being lazy, by abandoning the problems of a whole country to the hands of religious people, knowing that even if believing could certainly help, even if some values were certainly good, it would never resolve everything. Some people would say that things were done this way then, that it was the 20th century, that it was Ireland, and in the exact same time, others would say that some people were already fighting against this vision of the world. Peggy was fighting. She left Ireland, went to Hampstead, tasted freedom at last. Oh, it was probably easier to be free in a rich environment. Still fighting. And when married to my French father, she was fighting as well. All her life, fighting again and again, saying again that she was no whore. Because her freedom wasn't simply gained. It had to be protected all the time, like something you would hide under a pink dressing gown. Each one of you was a fighter, indeed. My mother against her tyrants, against man's bad behavior. But you were a fighter too, Hannah. You tried to stand as much as you could to protect those you loved. And by making this choice, I am afraid, you started a war against your own body. I wanted to tell you, Hannah, that your two stories made me forever mistrustful of my own kind, forever furious with men's lack of humanity. I promised myself not to be like them, to the point I could even sometimes be inflexible with the ones who were never bad, because I'm scared to be indulgent, not to be conscious and caring enough. I'm scared that I might not have been better than the rest of them. I hope that most of the time I was better than the rest of them. Now, for all the beasts of past times, for those still destroying lives now, and for all the many fools to come, Hannah, I want to tell you that I'm sorry. For all of them, owe you apologies. And I know too well that, to you, they will never say sorry. I am sorry for what they did to you. Please know that you are always on my mind. for you, Hannah. I promise to spread love and to let you live a little longer. Your nephew, David.